Welcome to the Art House 5D Podcast. My name is Champ Parinya, and welcome back to a brand new episode as we discuss the Rainbow Body Map poster. This has been a creation that recently came out, and I wanted to share everything about it. If you follow 5D Awakening Consciousness on Instagram, you will know that one of the most sacred topics that I discuss involves the rainbow body of light. This is a sacred phenomena that occurs at the moment of death, when a human body completely transforms into pure light, leaving nothing behind, and the consciousness of the practitioner will travel on to higher dimensional realms. Their mind and body never truly die, and this is also known as a form of immortality, because the body is only seen as a vessel that carries the consciousness. But if the consciousness is in a state of full awareness at the moment of death, then this consciousness doesn't die and become reborn. It's not subject to being reborn in the cycle of samsara, which is to be born into a human body, to grow old, to get sick, and to die, and then to forget everything and be reborn again. This is referred to as the cycle of samsara, and it's very difficult to break this cycle, because what it involves is a mind that is awake and aware of the true essence, the true dharma of reality. And the true dharma of reality is about realizing that the emotion of fear is something that is seen as an illusion. And if you can realize that this illusion is not something that is to be feared, then at the moment of death, all your emotions that you've had throughout your life will not create fear in what is known as the bardo. When people die, their consciousness goes into the bardo, and this is where they experience extreme fear and confusion and ignorance because of the visions and images and emotions that they experience at the moment of death. This creates a fear that creates another rebirth into a human body, or sometimes, unfortunately, they cannot even be reborn into a human body. So below that would be an animal, and as an animal you would not be able to appreciate or practice the teachings of Dharma. And below that would be considered some type of ghost realm, a spirit realm. And then below that would be considered what are known as hungry ghost realm, or even pretas or demons, which are seen as a form of life in the universe that is so overwhelmed with negative situations where they can't even fathom or comprehend what dharma would even be. They don't even have any form of salvation in the realm that they live in order to escape that realm and find a better life. So to be born into a realm where there are no spiritual teachings, where there isn't even any sort of way out, this would be considered something of a very negative rebirth. And to transcend all of these lower realms requires the practice of Dharma. And most of you listening to this podcast have some idea of what Dharma is. Some of you also may know it as any form of Buddhism or any form of even yogic practice where you are transforming aspects of your life, your mind and your body, transforming it into a way that you become, quote unquote, a better person. A better person meaning you are healing your mind, your heart, and your body of things that would be considered negative aspects about oneself. And when you heal these negative aspects, you become what is known as an awakened person. You have lived the truth that you have been seeking and practicing, and now you are embodying it so that your life becomes better. You have better opportunities and better circumstances, which enables you to, in a positive timeline, help all beings find the same path as yourself. So this is a short introduction to what I may be talking about today. I want to share about the creation of the Rainbow Body Map and how we can use the map and understand its purpose and why I had to create it at this time of my life. So as you all know, the Great Awakening Map has been seen by countless eyes over the past 5 years since its inception onto the interwebs. And since that time, I've had a lot of opportunities to think about what type of map to create next, because the Great Awakening Map contains so much information that you could literally devote your whole life to studying the positive aspects of the map and finding your own path to spiritual enlightenment through that map. It literally contains everything that you need to attain what is known as the Rainbow Body of Light. But it doesn't give you the instructions and the meditation practices. It only shows you the path, and it's up to each and every individual, depending on their life circumstances and their karma and the time that they have and everything since the moment of birth till the moment of finding the map. Each individual person's life path will determine what type of information that they will be able to successfully learn and integrate into their life. So it's very difficult to come across a topic on the map, study it fully, and take it all the way to its fruition. For example, if you studied UFOs for your entire life, you would still be totally unknowledgeable on the truth of the entire UFO phenomenon. And at the moment of death, it wouldn't matter how expert you are of studying UFOs. You would still have to deal with the bardo, and you would have to deal with all the negative events and karma that you've had, not only in this life, but in all your past lives. So somebody who doesn't practice meditation or practice dharma, they would have a very difficult chance to be reborn as a human to try to escape samsara. Another chance. It's a very deep topic, and if you want to study this topic, you have to study all of the forms of Buddhism, because the enlightened Buddha, as well as many enlightened masters and teachers and lamas and Buddhas who came after Buddha Shakyamuni, they have taught volumes and volumes and lifetimes worth of knowledge and wisdom that teaches all about how to transcend the matrix, how to truly escape the matrix. Not just those influencers on IG telling you how to escape the matrix by becoming rich and escaping a 9-to-5 job. This is one way of escaping the matrix. But at the moment of death, nobody is escaping the matrix unless they have fully healed their heart and mind from all mental, emotional afflictions throughout this life and all past lives. Only then can you escape samsara. Only then can you attain nirvana. And only then can you even consider going to higher dimensional realms known as Pure Lands, where you don't have to be reborn in a lower realm, and you can spend the entirety of eternity studying Dharma, practicing becoming a Buddha, and then emanating your consciousness throughout trillions of realms and universes. Literally, you're helping as many beings as you could, as if you were a god, because capital G-O-D or lowercase G-O-D, it's all the same when you are a fully enlightened multi-dimensional being. Every location, every time, everything is accessed instantly through the awareness of your consciousness. As you will later learn this podcast, as we discuss the non-dual awareness of the Rainbow Body Masters. So going back to the poster, after the Great Awakening map was complete, it opened a lot of new doors for people to discover what the Rainbow Body was. Because before the map, they had no idea that the human body's potential was so sacred and so high and profound, meaning that not only at the moment of death is there more to existence, but it gets even better and better. So if you study teachings such as the Law of One, you will know that after death, consciousness can evolve and ascend to more grander ways of being, known as logos. So human soul may become a planet, and the planet may become the sun. And then after that, when you've had trillions of years as a sun, maybe you transcend into a galaxy. And if that isn't enough, then you transform into the multiverse. So the logos consciousness is not limited to just the size of a human brain, or not even a human brain, like a bug or a spirit or wind, okay, or vibration or even an atom. Consciousness is infinite. It can scale infinitely, because scaling is simply a relative term. There is no such thing as large or small. Everything in the universe is constantly being able to be accessed infinitely at any moment. All moments are in every moment. So that's why there's so much information within what is called the vacuum, what is known as the Planck scale. If you study Nassim Haramein's work, you'll know that every atom, every vibration is a black hole in itself, containing so much energy and power and information that you can access the entire universe from every point. This is also known as free energy technology, and this is how UFO craft are able to traverse impossible distances in an instant, because they're accessing what's already there. It's not that they have to go anywhere or use anything. They are simply just existing. So if you want to study free energy technology, there's a whole rabbit hole that leads you all the way down the path to Dharma, just like Nassim Haramein. He was a quantum physicist who is on the Great Awakening map, and he is discovering the true potential of our metaphysical universe and developing free energy devices, because he understood that the ancient technologies of Egypt and of all the other ancient alien civilizations, they were tapping into this limitless free energy. And it has to do with enlightenment. It has to do with ascending to higher realms and becoming a multidimensional being. Whether you are an Egyptian, or whether you are a Tibetan monk, lama, yogi, every culture had their own level of the understanding of enlightenment. And the Egyptians' understanding of enlightenment dealt with the afterlife and ejecting one's consciousness out of the pyramid to Orion's belt or wherever they go this is one form, and another form would be, for example, my favorite, the Tibetan Vajrayana Buddhist practitioners. At the moment of death, they pray and make aspirations that their consciousness will go to what are known as the Buddha fields or the Pure Lands. And these Pure Lands are known as higher dimensional paradises that are full of infinite wonder and majestic beauty and love and peace, and there is no negative aspects in this realm, because to enter this realm, your mind has to be perfectly healed of all negative afflictions that you have gained as a being wandering through samsara. So to get into these Pure Lands requires meditation and understanding of Dharma, and that is how the Rainbow Body Masters enter these Pure Lands, through aspiration, through prayer, and through practice. So in the brand new Rainbow Body map poster, there is a small section devoted to explaining about the Pure Lands, and this is a small little blurb that is enough to inspire somebody to pick up the path of Dharma and follow it to full fruition, to enter those Pure Lands at the moment of death, whether you are an expert practitioner or whether you are a lay practitioner. Getting into the Pure Land of Buddha Amitabha is known as the easiest Pure Land to enter, and also one of the most beautiful Pure Lands, known as Sukhavati. So on the Rainbow Body map, Sukhavati is mentioned in order to inspire and to show the different paths, the different incredible, unbelievable paths through Dharma Buddhism, so that you can have the inspiration in this lifetime to practice and to prepare oneself for the fearless moment of death, so that you can forever travel throughout the cosmos, and not only do that until you're bored, but do it for the benefit of all beings, and never ever lose sight of the Buddha nature that is pure consciousness, whether you call it Buddha nature or infinite one creator. You can call it anything you want. Names and labels don't change the essence of what is the cosmic awareness, the primordial awareness of one's Buddha nature that transcends every type of corporeal body, every form, even every thought that you've ever had. It transcends all of that to the very ground nature of being, the very non-dual, pure, essential awareness of the entire universe is within each and every moment of your awareness. So the famous Meister Eckhart quote is that, "I see God through my eyes, and God sees me through my eyes. The same eye sees me, and the same eye sees God. It's all one." This is a very profound quote that a lot of non-dual teachers like to use to demonstrate the aspect of seeing oneself as well as the universe seeing into yourself. It's the same exchange of information, and it's the same knowingness, awareness that we cultivate in Dharma practice, because this is what is able to liberate you from samsara. When you are aware of awareness, you are able to liberate yourself from negative thoughts. The negative thoughts create karma, and a karmically negative body cannot ascend and become the Rainbow Body of Light. Rainbow Body of Light can only occur when, at the moment of death, a practitioner has fully liberated themselves of negative karma, because they don't have any more attachment or aversion to negative circumstances that had happened in their life or past lives. So at the moment of death, you will encounter, let's say, a very highly practiced yogi. They will be sitting in meditation, and over the course of 7 days, the body will shrink down to the size of a small infant. And during this time, as the body is shrinking, the body stays warm, the head stays the same size, but the entire body shrinks like a doll, and you can literally pick up the entire body with just one hand. And in this time span of 7 days, miraculous things begin to happen. There are fascinating stories told throughout the lineages of Buddhism where people will see rainbow lights emanating and spiraling out of the bodies of these yogis and monks and lamas. They will hear mysterious music playing throughout the sky, and outside of the building where the body is, they will see mysterious rainbows appearing all over the sky, in arches, in halos, and in auras, filling the sky, unexplainable, during crystal blue, clear skies. And also, they will see rainbow lights shining in the room, and people will experience psychic visions and profound dreams of the practitioner, and sometimes even the practitioner can communicate to people during dreams, or they can even reveal secret teachings of Dharma that they've been keeping secret until the moment of death. These are known as termas, mind treasures. I mean, just one example is Gaurab Dorje. When he passed away, he left secret teachings to his disciples. And it wasn't that he had died and forever was gone. It was that he was now able to fully communicate with anybody at any time throughout the entire universe. Because back then, they didn't have cell phones. They didn't have internet. So communication was a very magical thing. So for him to bestow teachings after the moment of death, you can imagine how miraculous and unbelievable this whole thing sounds. And in Vajrayana culture, Vajrayana Buddhism, this is very common knowledge. And if you travel throughout the East and you study Buddhism, you will meet other practitioners who are very aware of these things, of these phenomena. And it's just part of being a Dharma practitioner. It's sacred, it's unbelievable, but at the same time, it is attainable and achievable and still being attained to this very day. And you will meet practitioners who know of people who have attained rainbow body, including my teacher as well. So this phenomena, my favorite topic on the Great Awakening map, and my favorite topic throughout my whole entire spiritual journey, is figuring out how to attain the rainbow body and then teaching people the meditation technique that's required to attain such an amazing, miraculous feat of spiritual awakening. So hopefully, if you are able to support my work, and if you do explore the rainbow body map, it lists all of the non-dual traditions of the world. For example, to attain a state of enlightenment, your mind needs to be in a state known as non-dual awareness. And if you listen to all my podcasts, you'll hear me talking for hours about the non-dual mind. But in essence, it's a mind that's free of attachment and craving and ignorance. And it sounds simple, but to practice and to understand and to embody this beingness requires a lifetime of practice. And also requires a lifetime of relationship to a teacher known as a guru, or to a sangha, which is a spiritual community. But in Vajrayana, the tradition is that you have a very strong spiritual teacher throughout your life that teaches you how to discover your innate non-dual awareness, the Buddha nature within, the Buddha mind that is free of all samsaric afflictions. So in the world, there are different spiritual traditions such as Sufism and Christian mysticism and Taoism and Zen Buddhism and even Jewish Kabbalah. These are some known non-dual traditions where they have some form of meditation where it's based in non-duality, but to how much of an extent and how skilled they are at truly becoming a non-dual awareness, that's a little bit more difficult to ascertain. So in the Great Awakening map, and as well as in the new Rainbow Body map, it mentions non-dual teachings, and it also mentions some non-dual schools, but it will only share that these schools do have a non-dual aspect, and it's up to you as a spiritual explorer to delve into these traditions more on your own. But if you want to play it safe, and if you want to have the quickest way to Rainbow Body, then you have to become what is known as a Dharma practitioner, practicing a form of Tibetan Buddhism known as Vajrayana Buddhism. And in this Vajrayana Buddhism, you can practice yoga, you can practice meditation, or you can practice more basic forms of training known as Ngondro, and these will prepare you, not only prepare yourself, but prepare your karma and your life to receive teachings that you can understand and integrate so that you can understand non-dual mind and have a taste of enlightenment, not only at the moment of death, but throughout your life. And this enlightenment will help you to become more of a realized Buddha, more of a realized human to your full infinite potential. So, to recap everything that we've gone over so far, I've created a Rainbow Body map, and the purpose of this map is to awaken and inspire people to discover the Rainbow Body for themselves. And once they discover that they're able to transcend the physical realm and return back to the elemental pureness of light at the moment of death, then this is supposed to inspire somebody on the path of Dharma. And to be inspired on the path of Dharma requires a lot of positive karma throughout your life. For example, listening to this podcast and hearing the word Rainbow Body means that you have had accumulated massive amounts of positive karma throughout eons of lifetimes. Everybody, including myself, we are so lucky to be born in a time where these teachings still exist. Buddhism hasn't been destroyed. Teachings of the Rainbow Body haven't been destroyed. The Great Awakening map is still here. It's possible to find this knowledge, but it's almost impossible to practice it all the way to 100% realization. And that is why it's very important to remain undistracted in this life on the spiritual path. A spiritual journey is full of distractions, including finding time to make money and be financially free so that you can pursue this type of topic for the entire life. It's very important that we have a balance of work and practice so that we can have all the time that we need to fully devote oneself to this highest of highest spiritual endeavors that you can ever encounter in the universe. Not even gods, not even higher dimensional ETs, they cannot attain Rainbow Body because they are so distracted within their higher echelon lives to even care about practicing Dharma. So to be born as a human with all of its negative circumstances that causes one to suffer and causes one to find a way out of suffering, this is the blessing of a human body. And the blessing is that you want to find a way out of samsara. You are tired of it. You are sick of being reborn, and you are sick of suffering and being confused and having to deal with a very finite and lacking human body. So a true Dharma practitioner has renounced the world in a way where they are tired of distractions that keep them from practicing Dharma and practicing meditation and healing their heart and mind to not only help themselves but to help all beings in the universe. So keep in mind that it's not always doom and gloom when we discuss Dharma. Dharma is a very happy and joyous, momentous event where you are finding the way out of suffering and never having to go back to it. It's not that you have to study and keep repeating to yourself that this world is so sad and full of suffering. It's that you acknowledge it first and then you can transcend it. But if you don't acknowledge it and you don't know that you are stuck in the cage, then you will be just building a very comfortable and beautiful cage full of great plushy furniture and embellishments to distract you for countless lifetimes, and you will never get out of it. And that's what happens to a lot of gods in higher realms. They get stuck in the celestial mansions and they keep becoming distracted in the perfection of everything, that they don't skip samsara. They're still in samsara. So to become a human is the greatest blessing in the universe. And it's not even taught that in Buddhism. It's taught that in the Law of One. It's taught that in Dolores Cannon's quantum healing, hypnosis, therapy. It's taught in so many spiritual traditions that the human realm has the most potential for true liberation, all the way back to source. Returning to source is the non-dual mind. It is attaining a rainbow body. Returning to source is the knowing aspect of awareness, the knowing aspect of the universal mind. To know that this is the same thing as you, which is also just a designation, a label. To transcend all of that, returning back to the pure equanimity, awareness, nature of beingness, of this nowness presence. It's not even a thing. It's more like a moment. And this moment is self-aware. And it can become self-aware and label this as a short moment or an infinite eon. It doesn't really matter how you label it. It's the same. And it never changes. And it's perfectly stainless. It's always been pure. It's always been perfect. It's always been a Buddha mind. This is the pure awareness, the pure non-dual oneness that you are and that you can discover within every moment of meditation, within every moment of non-dual awareness practice. And this is what causes the body to heal itself of all afflictions, because it's using the Teflon side of one's mind. It's the side of your mind that cannot have anything stick to it. Negative circumstances, positive circumstances, every circumstance. These are just things that stick to mind and create ego and create dualism. And dualism creates attachment and aversion. And this creates like and dislike. And when you have like and dislike, you have anger. Because when you don't like something, you have anger. And anger is the most negative emotion, the most charged negative emotion, creating karma, because karma is torsion. It's a torsion field that creates an endless spiral that literally loops back onto yourself, creating quote-unquote pain. Pain known as ignorance, and ignorance known as not realizing your true Buddha nature in every moment. So, Great Awakening Map and Rainbow Body Map These are just tools to remind you that you have everything that you need in this life to transcend everything, attain enlightenment once and for all. Not just all in this life, but all beings in the universe will benefit from your enlightenment. The Buddha said, when one being attains enlightenment, every being attains enlightenment. This is a very profound and unbelievable quote, and I've thought about it my entire life, and it comes back down to the very fact that there is only one mind, only one awareness, which is your awareness. You determine whether or not there will be suffering in your life and in the entire cosmos. That's how powerful each and every one of you are. That is the secret. The greatest secret is that in every moment exists. So if you think of this moment as the greatest moment of your life, then it is the greatest moment in the entire universe. But if you are having a bad day, then you can literally think that the entire universe is against you, and you will have a very bad life. So, to get out of it, we constantly remind ourselves that we can choose in every moment to find peace. And this is found through meditation. And meditation doesn't mean closing your eyes at night. This is one form. Meditation means to keep reminding oneself that you can choose not to be reactive in every situation that comes, whether it be from dropping your phone or whether it be from getting stuck in traffic. You have so many chances to complain and to blame, but if you choose in every moment to see the beauty and wonder of every situation and simply smile and laugh it off, this is already a way of transcending what is known as ignorance, transcending the gut reaction to have anger or to have disappointment or to have jealousy, to transcend that moment and choose not to give in to the negative emotions. This is healing your mind, and it's also healing your karma from your past life, because this karma cannot come back anymore. Because you've already seen through it and you don't react to it blindly, unknowingly. You have to keep reminding yourself that the practice is continual. Dharma practice never ends. It just keeps going and going until the moment of death. This is the whole point of becoming a Dharma practitioner, is that entire life becomes a practice. And then at the moment of death, you are ready to remain in pure, peaceful meditation. And during this time, because you've practiced secret forms of yoga that allow you to see into the bardo and to navigate it with pure understanding, a fearless knowingness, you can transcend all the negative images and sights and sounds that are present within the bardo, and you will recognize your pure awareness, uniting with the mother awareness. And this is the moment of enlightenment. This is the moment of attaining Buddhahood at the moment of death. It's one form of enlightenment, and it's one form of why the rainbow body occurs. So at the moment of death, if you are able to remain awake and aware during the process, then consciousness naturally returns back to the state of pure awareness, which is full of infinite love and peace. And then the body begins to disappear, because all of your negative aggregates in the body don't matter anymore. They're not even matter to begin with. So as the corporeal form dissolves slowly over 7 days, and rainbow lights are released into space, your consciousness now can travel to pure lands, the higher dimensional paradises full of celestial mansions and ineffable beauty beyond wonder. For those who have practiced with psychedelics such as DMT, they will understand some aspects of what the pure lands can look like, including myself. This is why I am so fascinated with the pure land topic, is because with high doses of DMT and meditation, you are able to peer into the lower realms of the pure lands. And I have entire podcasts where I talk about this. So in this conversation, I want to continue to lead people to discover the map and to realize that it is a reminder, whether you hang it in your home or office or get it as a gift or whatever, the map is designed to remind you that your potential is waiting for you, and you should not throw it away in this lifetime. It should be a beacon, a reminder every day that time is running out. Life is slipping away. Every moment is a moment that you have to remember your true essence that can lead you to the ultimate spiritual attainment of escaping samsara and returning to source, but not roaming throughout the higher dimensional realms, but purposefully finding a way to the highest realms where you can have true fulfillment for all beings in the universe, helping them through every type of situation they could ever find themselves in the entire universe, the entire cosmos. This is a very high aspiration and a very momentous time to celebrate, because we have these teachings and they're available, and there are many masters who are still alive today who are teaching the full path of Dharma, and it may require meditation and some yoga practice and a lot of study of terms that you've never heard of. It can be very foreign to immerse yourself in the world of Vajrayana, but this is not something that is foreign to Westerners. There are, I would say, hundreds and thousands of Westerners who have studied Vajrayana, and some have even attained the rainbow body. There are legends of some random dude in Santa Cruz or Santa Clara who attained rainbow body back in 1990, and nobody knew he was going to attain rainbow body. He was just a regular fellow who went to Tibet, studied Dzogchen, and somehow attained rainbow body. And this is like so random, but even some guy from California, you know, can attain rainbow body. And he wasn't even a monk or lama. He was a lay practitioner. It's very common for lay practitioners to attain rainbow body. Nobody knows they were masters throughout their whole life until the moment of death. Their bodies shrink and vanish and completely transform into pure rainbow light. So this is a very sacred thing to respect and to be in awe and wonder, because it exists. There are reported stories of them all throughout Dharma history, and I share it with you today because I love this topic and I want everybody to be inspired to practice meditation, whether it be Zen meditation or any form of Dzogchen Mahamudra. These are some of the greatest ways to quickly become enlightened in this lifetime, because nobody has time. Everybody wants the quickest way. Everybody wants the 7-second TikTok reel answer for how to become rainbow body. But it does require a lifetime of dedication, and it is something that you have to continually bring to mind throughout your life, throughout every day. The potential to become a body of light exists. It's just a matter of finding the path that suits you and then taking it all the way to fruition without having any judgments. For example, not judging how long it will take or judging your ability to complete it. All of that is totally pointless. What you should just focus on is in the moment, every moment, to do your best and to know that any spiritual path, any path of spiritual ascension knowledge, these are all correct paths to awakening, because you don't know where it will lead you in the end. Just like myself, when I first started meditation and practicing astral travel and lucid dreaming, I never knew I would become a yogi practicing this path. It never occurred to me once. I had known about it, I had been inspired of it, but it never occurred to me that it would be possible to, from being born and living in California my whole life, to finding the path of the Tibetan masters and the yogis who could fly and who could walk through cave walls and who had telepathy and who could do extremely miraculous things such as fly to the Pure Lands even while still alive, or for example, they could they can make objects appear out of stone, or they can even shrink their bodies down to the size of whatever, like a grain of rice, or they can make their bodies as large as a mountain, or even go inside the mountain. The limits of the cities, SIDDHI, this is a term for supernatural powers that occur on the path to enlightenment. So the cities that occur are so miraculous. It could be another whole podcast topic. It could be another whole awakening map. But in the rainbow body map I created, there is a special section dedicated to cities. And I list 8 of the most common cities that occur when a practitioner is about to attain rainbow body. And some of these cities I will reveal for the first time on this podcast. Some of the cities include being able to fly, walk on water, to make one's body infinitely large or infinitely tiny. Other ones include being able to manipulate the weather, being in total control of natural forces. So you could even, for example, manipulate the earth, or you can even manipulate stone. You can even change the weather so it doesn't have, you know, negative events occur. This is a very common thing you hear out throughout Tibet. Before there's a large event, like before the Dalai Lama goes to speak in India with hundreds of thousands of people, he will have these yogis and lamas with cities to change the weather and make it a perfectly clear sky. It's a very common knowledge. So other cities include telepathy, being able to control other beings, for instance, stopping beings from being negative or influencing them to do positive actions. This is a very pure form of telepathy, is that you're using the ability to help the being, not use it against them, for example. And what is known as the most supreme city, of course, is becoming a fully enlightened Buddha, because there's no other goal higher than that. And all the other cities just happen to be signposts on the way to becoming a fully enlightened Buddha. So, a bonus on the rainbow body map is the section about cities, and it's designed to, again, inspire and to awaken people to their true human potential in this lifetime, so that they can have a reason, have an inspiration to practice Dharma. And other things that you will find interesting on the map are the different forms that rainbow body can occur. And there are four types listed, but I will only share two on this podcast, and I will let you discover the other on your own. One we talked about earlier is called the small transference rainbow body. And this is a term for when a practitioner is at the moment of death. Remember, their body shrinks to the size of a small infant, and rainbow lights are emitted throughout the room. And also, on rare occasions, the body will shrink all the way and leave behind only fingernails and hair. This is a very accomplished form of rainbow body, and it just means that they were able to dissolve all of the karmic residue within their body to nothing left but nails and hair. And rainbows are seen, as well as pleasant aromas will be experienced by all the witnesses for several hours, maybe even days. Also, sometimes flowers miraculously sprout. And in Tibet, it's very hard to grow vegetables because it's such a cold climate. So to even have rare or even extinct exotic flowers bloom suddenly, this is one miraculous sign of attaining rainbow body. And it just goes to show how amazing this phenomenon truly is and how little known it is. If everybody in this world knew about it and they were taught about it from being a young child in school, can you imagine how inspired people would be to live good lives, to attain these spiritual accomplishments? This is the reason why our world is so confused and lost, is because they don't know that the human body is supposed to become these supernatural and very amazing Buddha-like natures of one's infinite being. Nobody knows the infinite Buddha nature of their beingness. This is why it is so important that we share these topics on very esoteric podcasts such as mine, as well as sharing these topics on social media only for those who are ready, only for those who are excitedly able to receive and to want to know this information. Otherwise, it may do them very bad karma for them to discover this topic and then to say it's not true or I don't believe it, because this may cause a very negative seed of karma to sprout within their life and throughout millions and trillions of lives after. So it's very important that we share this information in an open arms sort of way. Whether they accept it or not, we are open to sharing it and leaving it at that. So with this, I openly display and share all of the knowledge that I've gained with everybody regarding this topic, and I've dedicated my entire life to studying and practicing this very esoteric form of Dharma, so that at the moment of death, whether rainbow body occurs or not, my mind and consciousness goes to the Pure Lands. This is the very important thing to remember, is that rainbow body, even though it is a very profound and perfect, magical, beautiful thing, it's not the goal. The goal is to become enlightened, and after that, the goal is to find a way to continue helping beings, whether it's from the Pure Lands or taking rebirth again as a human, known as a bodhisattva. You have the choice of being able to emanate your mind and consciousness throughout the cosmos from the Pure Lands, or if you're brave enough, you come back as a bodhisattva and you finish any unfinished work that you had in this lifetime on Earth. So there's different ways to project your consciousness after death, and in the Dharma teachings, it's very common for people to be reborn, such as Dalai Lama and Karmapas and all of the other forms of rebirth that you can have, to continuing changing the path of your Dharma, to continue to help people and whatever, I don't know, build temples, spread the Dharma throughout different lands. I don't know. There are so many ways and reasons why lamas keep being reborn. And it's a very heroic thing to do, because samsara is so difficult and so easy to get lost in distraction. And a lot of lamas do get lost and distracted as they come back to samsara. So it's not always a perfect system, and it's a very admirable one to see, at the least. But it's up to you how you want to affect change in the universe after you die. It's something to think about in this life, at this moment, because we don't know how much time we have left. And the sooner that we think about it, the sooner we can practice. And we shouldn't wait until we retire to practice. We shouldn't wait until we have $1 million in the bank account until we practice. It's something that we should take very seriously, because we never know the moment of death, and we want to be perfectly prepared at all times to transcend any type of fear that we may have. So if you forget everything from this podcast, the main thing that you should remember is that at the moment of death, you should die fearlessly with no regrets. And this is one way to have a perfect consciousness, able to travel to the higher dimensional realms, the higher dimensional pure lands of love and peace. So I want to thank everybody for joining me. It was a quick conversation, but I wanted to share the fact that I have completed the Rainbow Body map poster, and it will be available exclusively on my shop. And the shop link is awakening5d.co. I invite and encourage everybody to share this link on your social media and encourage people to not only discover the Rainbow Body map poster, but to discover all of the 5D gifts that I have created in order to help red pill and awaken humanity as quickly as possible. So everything that I create in this store, in awakening5d.co, they're all designed to help remind us of our path through enlightenment, and to inspire, to continually inspire and awaken everybody who sees your t-shirt or sees your poster or even glimpses at it. It may give them the enough positive karma to successfully research and practice these topics, and you will gain immeasurable positive merit. If somebody sees something that you wear or something that you post on your wall, and if their life changes because of it, then you gain immeasurable positive karma. It's a very good way to spread knowledge and wisdom around the world, and not including only my posters, but sharing the Dharma in your own way through your social media accounts. This is the entire reason why I even post on social media, is that the knowledge that we share is a ripple effect, and it will continue to ripple throughout the world and the internet and the entire cosmos. Information is never lost. It can be destroyed, but nothing is ever lost. So please check out the Rainbow Body Map poster. You are welcome to share everything that I post online and to help other beings discover all of the amazing secrets that have been hidden from our reality for centuries. Thank you so much for joining me today on the Art House 5D podcast. Please support all of my work and visit my Instagram at 5D Awakening Consciousness. You can find all of my podcasts, all of my conversations, all of the artwork I create and design to help awaken humanity. And one last time, I invite everybody to visit 5dawakening.co. And thank you so much. Infinite gratitude to all beings on this infinite journey.